No explosions, but Tom jumped right into the action in Times Square today, first boarding a fire truck.
On our way right now to a helicopter. We're going to do the subway today. We got four premieres. We got motorcycles. We got cars. And we got music. We got Kanye West is in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you in Harlem.
They sped off to the helipad and took a chopper to Harlem.
It's unreal.
From helicopter to motorcycle. Then into a Mustang. A speedboat, then finally a subway to Midtown with co-star Lawrence Fishburne. When he got there, he jumped on top of an SUV and waved to a huge crowd awaiting him on the red carpet.
So I literally haven't had a break to process it, because all of a sudden I'm in a helicopter, and then we're up, you know, up in Harlem.
Mission impossible.
They said it was impossible. We said it was possible.
Co-stars Philip Seymour Hoffman, Ving Rhames, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, Michelle Monaghan, and Kerry Russell joined him on the red carpet. Inside, the action continued on the big screen as the U.S. premiere of MI3 commenced. What does this series mean to you, the Mission Impossible series?
I want to entertain. I want an audience to, you know, I want them to feel emboldened at the end of this movie is what I want. That, and JJ and I talked about that. I want people to feel good after seeing this movie and have that summer experience. I, you know what I mean? I want to give people an experience with this movie and really walk away feeling like, man, that was, you know, that was cool.
I'm Joyce Kilhaywick for CBS News.